With drug overdose deaths showing no signs of slowing, prosecutors are charging drug dealers as one way to try to stem the tide of addiction. The evidence of whether this works is not settled, but for families who've lost someone, charging a dealer can bring some measure of justice. Transforming Health, Brett Schultes has one family's story.
Drug dealer.
Way to work.
When it comes to Little League Baseball, 12-year-old Jaron Myers loves to talk about pitching and his approach on the mound.
I like to throw fast, but not too fast that it goes out of control, but I like to hit my spots. So, like, where the catcher puts his mitt or where, like, whatever he tells me to throw, I like to do that. I like to stay calm and try to slow the game down, not speed it up too fast.
His father, Ryan Myers, was a pitcher in high school and taught Jaron a few things.
Yeah, he was definitely, like, the main one that helped me with pitching. And, like, we did a lot of drills. We went up to the field.
Like many boys, he and his dad bonded over sports. Jaron smiles as he remembers when his father took him to his first NFL football game when he was 10 years old.
Like, I really like the Ravens, and, like, I like Baltimore teams. So we went to a football game, and it was, like, a lot of fun.
But when it comes to what happened later that night at home, he struggles to find the right words.
Then I had, then I found out that he had overdosed.
How'd you find out?
Well, at first I didn't, like, know what was happening. Well, I kind of did. But, I heard, like, noises, and so I just went to look, and I just saw.
He found his dad in the bathroom with a needle in his arm. His father, who was 30 years old, died in the hospital 2 days later. When police wanted to know where Ryan had bought the fatal dose of heroin, it was Jaron who helped them.
So I knew, like, where we went and, like, exactly where we went and saw a few people, so I knew how to help out.
18-year-old Kevin Cruz Cuevas of York was arrested and later found guilty of drug delivery resulting in death. It's a charge that had been unheard of until the opioid crisis hit hard in the region, according to Pennsylvania District Attorney Association President John Adams.
Very tragic, and it finally dawned on us that we need to use this statute as a tool in our toolbox to combat the drug dealers who are distributing the dangerous drugs that cause death.
Adams says the case is part of a growing push to charge dealers when they kill someone. That has led to more than 412 such charges filed in the Commonwealth since 2013. But not everyone agrees with this approach. Lindsay LaSalle is an attorney with Drug Policy Alliance, a nonprofit fighting the law enforcement trend.
So there is not a shred of evidence that drug-induced homicide charges reduce drug sales, reduce drug use, or reduce drug overdoses.
LaSalle says it's a good thing more people now understand that drug users aren't bad people and often become hooked almost by accident. But she says there's a disconnect between society's sympathy for users and the way that they look at drug sellers.
Right, and I think that it plays out along racialized lines. And now we see this kind of flip where you have the compassion for the person who used, but you want to throw the hammer at the person who sold. And this is just like an absolutely false dichotomy.
Adams says charging dealers is a useful investigative tool. It also gives families justice.
I'm going to say that I hope that there's some deterrent effect out there. I'm not quite certain that I can measure that deterrent effect. But we need to do what we can to bring some justice to those families.
Cruz Cuevas couldn't be reached for a recorded interview per York County prison policy. His attorney didn't respond to requests for comment. Jaron's mother, Suzanne Yorty, knew Ryan Myers since they were in high school. Sitting at a picnic bench at the local pool, she remembers Ryan as an outgoing teenager who excelled in school and sports. That is, until he had surgery for a shoulder injury.
And he was prescribed painkillers for his surgery, and that kind of just started a whole other situation, which obviously led to worse things. started taking.
It all started with that prescription.
OxyContin. Yep. OxyContin. And he actually, if I remember correctly, went through his prescription in about a week and a half. And he went back to the doctor and they gave him more.
Yorty says nothing will bring Ryan back, including pressing charges against the dealer. But for her, the process has helped her son to take some control of the situation.
You know, I prepared him that Ryan wasn't awake. He can't hear you. He's breathing, but the machine is breathing for him. He has a tube in his mouth. That was when he had his breakdown. But then it wasn't until 2 days later that he told me what he said. And that's when he was like, do you know what I told him? And I said, what? And he was like, I told him that I'm going to get the bad guy. So that was very important to carry that out.
Sitting at the picnic table on a sunny summer day, Jaron looks down as he contemplates what his father might think about everything he's been through and everything he's done to help.
I don't know. I think he would be pretty proud.
Yorty knows her son will continue to deal with his loss as he matures. She says the Little League community, his coaches, as well as Jaron's school have all rallied around them to help. It's one more way that communities are trying to heal the wounds of opioid addiction. In West Manchester Township, York County, I'm Brett Schultes.